prophecy tells us that war, even world war, will come to the Middle East. A false man of peace, the Antichrist, will end it for a short time. This figure fits very closely with the Islamic Messiah figure, the Al-Mahdi. This may be exactly what we're seeing unfold right now, and if that's the case, then something big is coming to Israel. First, I want to point out the importance of Israel in the end times. Prophecy tells us there will be a mass return of Jews to the land of Israel in the end times. Also, the Antichrist will make a 7-year covenant of peace with Israel. The temple will be rebuilt in Jerusalem. The Antichrist will also break that peace treaty with Israel, and a worldwide persecution of Israel will result. This ties in very well with the Al-Mahdi. We'll get into that in just a minute. Israel will also finally recognize Jesus as their Messiah, Zechariah 12:10, and Israel will be regenerated, restored, and regathered once and for all. The last day's troubles, the end times, is also known as the Great Tribulation. And in Jeremiah 37, it says, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. And it is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." These verses, as well as other prophecies, such as Jesus telling us Jerusalem will be surrounded by armies, or the final end times battle, the Battle of Armageddon, will take place in Israel, all just shows the importance of Israel in the end times. And now we can look at some of the current events going on and see, are things leading up to a world war taking place in Israel and to a potential fulfillment of this final end times prophecy in Israel? Different rumors are flying around of Israel getting involved and saying that they back and support Hamas. 2 weeks ago, China deployed 6 warships to the Middle East over fears Israel crisis could spark World War III. China removes Israel from their maps. This just took place recently, that Alibaba and Baidu have dropped Israel's official name from their digital maps available online. Yemeni rebels also join now in the war against Israel. Yesterday, this article in Eurasia Times says, after 2 super carriers, U.S. deploys nuclear-guided missile submarine to West Asia amidst Israeli ops in Gaza. And on top of all this, American bases are being attacked in the Middle East. America, of course, supports Israel in this time, and we're now seeing more troops being sent over to the Middle East.
The Pentagon's deploying 300 more troops to the Middle East as U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria are attacked, get this, 27 times in the past 2 weeks. 27 times in 2 weeks, and we know the Iranian proxies, they've told us already. Now let's take a look at where the U.S. troops are roughly stationed as of right now. These are where we are at. These are the attacks that have taken place, the 27 here. These are the contractors, 45,000 are in this region. This is where we are. The naval bases are. These are destroyers, aircraft carriers in the region, ready to attack should other nations get involved in the Israeli war.
Prophecy tells us there will be big wars going on in the Middle East involving Israel, and that the Antichrist will come in as this false man of peace for a short time to end this massive war. Daniel 9:27. Then he, the Antichrist, shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. But in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering, and on the wing of abominations shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation, which is determined, is poured out on the desolate. We as Christians on the end times timeline are still expecting the Antichrist, but Islam, the Muslims, are expecting the Al-Mahdi, their savior Messiah figure. The Al-Mahdi is known as the Awaited One. He will be the 12th Imam. He will also be known as Muhammad, that will be his name. It's said that he will change the state of the world from injustice to justice, from tyranny to peace. According to Islam, the Al-Mahdi will fight the Islamic Antichrist, the Dajjal, with Jesus, or Isa, who they call him as, refer to him as, and they view him as only a prophet. Jesus will come down from heaven, and together with the Al-Mahdi, they will defeat the Dajjal, and they will spread Sharia law and Islam across the world. Does that sound at all to you like the man of peace that was referenced in Daniel 9:27? Well, it very well fits it in my eyes. Or how about these other prophecies the Bible tells us about this false man of peace and false Messiah that will be coming in the end times? Matthew 24:24, "For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect." Daniel 11:36 in reference to the Antichrist, here referencing him as a king. Then the king shall do according to his own will. He shall exalt and magnify himself above every god, shall speak blasphemies against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the wrath has been accomplished, for what has been determined shall be done. According to Islam, when the Almighty comes, he will come riding into Jerusalem eventually in the end times, holding the Imam Mahdi black flag. This same flag was just raised over a mosque in Iran for the first time outside of the appointed month. It was absolutely a historic event. The Imam Mahdi's plan will be to spread Islam all throughout the world. And Islam, of course, and the Imam Mahdi will be completely against Judaism, against the Jews, and against them owning the land of Israel. Their plan will be to wipe them off of the face of the earth, truly. And a prophecy told to us in Psalm 83 tells us this exact thing will be their desire. Do not keep silent, O God. Do not hold your peace, and do not be still, O God. For behold, your enemies make a tumult, and those who hate you have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against your people and consulted together against your sheltered ones. They have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more. We're seeing this very thing take place all across even the United States, who have always been an ally of Israel. We're seeing pro-Hamas rallies and people in support of these organizations whose their main goal is said to wipe out Israel and to cut them off from being a nation. Here I want to briefly mention that according to Islam, before the Dajjal, the Islamic Antichrist, appears, and before the Mahdi comes to defeat him, it's prophesied that the entire earth will go one whole year without a drop of rain. So my prayer to the Muslims around the world, when all these other signs start to take place and the world has still continued to see rain, that they will consider looking into the scriptures and the truth of the Bible to study it and see that this is truly the Word of God, the Bible, the Holy Bible, not the Quran. To me, this looks like these prophecies may be coming together. We may be seeing the fulfillment of these end times prophecies surrounding Israel and leading to Jacob's trouble, the Great Tribulation. And if that's what we're seeing, then time is very short before the end of the world, and truly it's an important time to get your life and your heart completely right with Jesus Christ. Now, to end this video, I want to point out a few more verses to show that God truly cares about Israel. He cares about the land and is truly his heart. And as followers of Jesus, we need to have the same heart for the things that God has a heart for. I recently heard a pastor say, and it's totally true, pointing out one way how God truly cares about Israel. When Jesus came to the earth, he came to Israel. When he died in Israel. He rose again in Israel. And when Jesus returns, he's coming back to Israel. Psalm 122:6 says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, may they prosper who love you. And Romans 11:25-26, for I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. These are just a few of many, many, many verses of God referencing his care for Israel, his love for Israel, for Jerusalem, and the people who live there. And so if God has a heart for them, then so do I. And that is our call as Christians who follow God in his ways. The Bible tells us that all the word of God is God-breathed and from God, and also that God cannot lie. So if this is the truth and these verses are the truth, even if they're from the Old Testament or the past, then it's still the truth today, and it's still our responsibility to feel this same way that God laid out clearly in the Bible in the past. So even in their state of the rejection of Jesus Christ, I will continue to pray that they will see and come to the acceptance that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. I believe that that's God's will and his heart for Israel, for the land of Israel, and for Jerusalem. And so that will continually be my prayer, and I hope it will be yours as well. Thanks for watching. I pray you all are well. God bless.